Welcome to the Locksmith Security Network. LSN is your powerful resource hosted by Wayne Winton for all things locksmith and security. All right, this is Wayne here, and I am with Bill Bowman, who is one of the past directors for Aloha, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. And so from your point of view, with your years of expertise, what do you think the association needs most right now?
Connection with people. Mm-hmm. Do more, talk less.
Right.
They do a good job, but a lot of times they're chasing things that they don't need to be chasing.
Okay.
I think that, for instance, the and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, probably the whole business with locksmiths that aren't really locksmiths, the scammers.
Okay, yeah.
They were chasing the scammers, trying to do something. The scammers had more money than Laura is ever going to have to throw at this thing legally.
Right.
And they learned that, so they really can't do a whole lot.
Right.
There have been some wins in the courts, but not in actuality, because there were no money damages that were collected.
Right.
The scammers are still active as they ever were.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can try to do is educate the customers that we do have.
Right.
And go from there. Do a good job. Treat the customer honestly, fairly.
Yeah.
And basically, that's it. If you treat people fairly, they keep coming back. We've had the same customers for 30 years, and now we have their kids that are now our customers.
Right. Just like running a business, the association needs to be more business-minded and keep those generations in the association.
Absolutely.
And keep everybody moving forward.
Absolutely.
And like I definitely agree that we're never going to be able to throw money at the scammer problem, but really it is all about education. It's educating the good locksmith or the active locksmith that's trying to get certificates, trying to get education, and trying to do a good job and treat
Absolutely.
People fairly and respectfully. It's our job to take those people and give them the resources that they need to focus on themselves rather than focusing on the problem.
Absolutely.
On focusing on the scammers. Put the energy and direct the energy into improving yourself and your business and your own customer service skills versus focusing on them.
Well said. Now, having heard that, I would say that we have a lot of people. There was just comments at the membership meeting this morning about attracting younger people.
Yes.
And I agree with that. The young blood is where it's at. But the young blood has to realize Aloha is not going to do something about the problem. Aloha isn't going, they think Aloha is going to fix the problem for them.
Right.
Aloha is not going to fix the problem. The government's not going to fix the problem. Law enforcement's not going to fix the problem.
Right.
They're going to have to fix the problem.
Right, right. Aloha just gives tools.
Exactly.
But they're not going to use them for you. Just like you have a hammer and a nail, it's not going to build a house.
That's it.
Right.
You know what they say? If you only have a hammer,
everything looks like a nail.
Everything looks like a nail.
That's right.
You have to educate people.
Mm-hmm.
When people, typically, legitimate locksmiths will get calls and people say, your person was out here and they did this or that or the other. And
right.
So it was that locksmith. They're stealing the calls.
Yeah.
And they are, they're intercepting the calls, they're answering calls. We've had it happen. I'm sure you've had it happen.
Yep. Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
We have no controls.
Right.
What we can do is when the customer comes in and they are highly angered because of that, just explain it to them.
Right.
And, it's beyond our control. And,
yeah.
And a lot of times that does work.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And in the years I've been doing it, I've seen things come and go. I've seen what they used to call in the old days, the trunk slammers.
Right.
To be honest with you, I was one of them. Yeah. I worked out of a car. I slammed trunks. And then moved into a van and then moved into shops and whatnot. And a lot of people, if you look at the success stories and the people that are sitting on the board, sitting on the platform,
right,
they're all people that came up behind you.
Yes.
Nobody gave them anything.
Right.
Nobody, you know, handed them a silver platter.
Right.
So the comment was, younger blood, the average age is 60 to 70.
Right.
I think I heard one. Well, that's a pretty poor representation of young blood coming into the trade.
Right.
And this trade will be around, I think, forever.
AI is not taking this job.
I have heard for years, cameras are going to do it.
No.
Electronic security is going to do it.
No.
Alarm systems are going to do it.
No.
Access control is going to put us out of business.
You still need somebody to apply the technology physically
Absolutely. To
the door. And until there's something that does that, like a robot, that's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
So this is an industry where you can thrive, where AI is not really at risk of taking your job, at least anytime soon in the future that I can tell. And people need to join together and band together. I mean, Aloha does a lot of things really well, and it provides people a lot of great resources and tools. It's not always perfect, but we can't be everything to everyone all the time. We have to do what's best for the majority of the membership with the problems that are currently on our table, because we have limited resources too.
Absolutely.
And so as long as we're allocating that towards giving the students the tools that they need to market their business better, to be more professional, to learn business and sales tactics. You know,
Absolutely.
those are some skills that never
People
get taught.
People forget about sales.
Right.
Nobody talks about them.
Right.
Upselling is a dirty word.
No, it's not. It's how you make your business.
I taught a class for years on just that, how to... it was called It's All About the Money.
Yeah.
Because it really is. Without the money, you're not going to stay in business.
Right, right.
To get the money, you could cheat people. That's what the scammers.
Right.
You can overcharge people. That's what the scammers.
Or you can legitimately offer solutions that they need.
Maintenance.
That is the basic word.
Maintenance.
And
you
maintenance
go to
costs.
A storefront and you're changing the locks on the storefront.
Yep.
The door closer's hanging off.
Yep.
Why is the locksmith?
Oil dripping. Yep.
The locksmith should point that out. The locksmith should be the maintenance guy.
Right.
Walk in hinges.
Dragged.
Grade hinges that make doors sag. Yep. A little close problem.
Yes.
Change the hinge.
That $35 rekey is really just a foot in the door to repair the entire. We have to think of it as a living, breathing thing, and everything is connected. All things are connected.
I said this recently, when I talk to you, I feel like I'm talking to myself, because that is what it is. It's your foot in the door.
Yeah.
People rekey locks. What locks do you want to rekey? I want more rekey. I just bought a house that went all the locks rekey. I used to ask this in my class. When's the last time you reprogram a garage door open?
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Well, that's not a lock.
Doesn't matter.
Broaden your horizon.
Yep.
It is security and it's access.
And now, if you could pull up a YouTube video, you can learn how to program just about anything.
Absolutely.
And charge. I charge another rekey fee for that, whether I'm reprogramming an electronic lock, rekeying a lock,
I do the exact same thing. If you call me to come out and I get a quick set smart key,
yep.
It's the same price as anything.
Yep, exactly.
And that's what. One of the things exciting about this trade and coming here,
yeah,
there are over 5,000 members, well over 5,000 members.
Yes. Yep.
I went to a meeting this morning. It was probably 50.
Yeah. We need to get more people involved.
We have to have more people involved. People,
yeah.
Why don't they come to the conventions every year? I've seen you at many conventions.
Yep.
We've sat until 2 and 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Talking business.
Absolutely.
And imbibing somewhat.
Yep.
So the energy flows. The
yes.
creativity flows.
Yes.
So, but the name of the game is a couple hundred people that show up for a convention.
Right.
We have 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Most of those members may be employees, but certainly business owners should be here.
Oh, yeah.
Employees should be here.
They should be learning, you investing know, in their employees.
16 applicants for the Lowell Scholarship.
Yes. Yep.
Were granted full ride.
Free.
To go to the scholarship if they need.
Absolutely.
The money is there. It's limited, but it's there.
They donated $1,000 to the scholarship fund today.
Right. For John Trumpy. Yep. Because of his doing. Rather than giving him a plaque, they donated $1,000.
Much better. Much better.
Much better.
Much better. Much better.
And the people that are getting, and you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But the people that are getting the scholarships,
yeah,
they're coming back. There were people today, you know, that was John asked, how many people have received a scholarship last year?
Yes.
How many people have ever received a scholarship? And people kept standing up.
Yep.
It is building the tree.
Absolutely.
Multiply that instead of by a couple of hundred, by 5,000. Multiply that by 5,000 or 6,000.
I agree. People. I agree. I agree.
And people say, well, what do I get for my money?
Yeah.
You do get representation.
Yeah, you do.
And it's like anything else. You could have quality.
Or quantity.
It's going to cost money.
Yep.
And that's it. It's, you know, but we try to give back. And
yes.
We try to, every instructor that I've ever met.
Yeah.
Is instructing because he wants to pass on the knowledge.
That's exactly why.
It's not a money-making.
No.
Nobody's making a bunch of money.
I probably lose money every time we teach, but I do it because I do want to pass it on.
Right.
So what would you tell the people out there who are on the fence about joining the association right now and getting involved and maybe even coming to a trade show, investing in the education? What would you tell them to wrap this up?
I would tell them just do it.
Just do it.
I mean, I mean, it's Nike stole it from, I forget who they sold it. That's
Nike.
Just do it.
And there you go. Right. Just do it.
They sold that slogan from, I forget. I heard the whole story of it.
Yeah.
But if you're in a law and you disagree with a law, open your mouth.
Yep. That's why we have the board meeting. That's why we have the boarder meeting.
There was a person at the board meeting wasn't happy with some things today.
Yep.
And voice it.
And we heard it.
His voice was heard.
Yes.
Nobody was shutting him down.
No. We
Nobody
let him do
was stopping
it.
Him.
Yeah, he was talking for about 10 or 15 minutes, right. too, and we heard every word.
And
so we listened. And we listened.
So we can't just have a bunch of board members and just telling people, well, we have our best people on it and we're working on it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that if you're not working on it.
Yeah.
You have to decide what is a priority.
Yep.
What is not a priority. You have to choose your battles.
Yep.
And then fight.
Execute a plan.
Execute a plan and fight. And
that's great.
That's it.
That's great.
So if people are in a low now and they're thinking about leaving, don't leave. Open your mouth. Change it.
Right. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can mold it.
But what I've seen actually over the years, the board is here.
Mm-hmm.
The people that come to the conventions, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And the people that don't come to conventions, they're off over here somewhere. There's the Loa, and there's the board, and there's
the core
people, the core.
Yeah.
And then there's the body over here.
Right.
It's got to come together.
We got to come together. Well, that's it.
And I think as an area director, people, should be sending out, if not monthly, maybe something quarterly or whatever.
More connection.
Because most of the board members are serving for the years.
Yeah.
So send out a quarterly. What's happening with Aloha? What are the concerns with Aloha? There's the president's message every month comes out
mm-hmm.
in the magazine.
Yes.
I don't see a lot of writings by directors, but the fact of the matter is all the directors are running into the same issues. So
yes.
It's the same. The only thing that changes from the East Coast to West Coast and North to South is the weather.
The weather. That's it. That's it.
Everything else is the same.
It is. It is.
It's tough all over. People are having a hard time even staying in business.
But we're stronger together than we are isolated.
Absolutely.
Aloha is that core voice where we can come together.
And the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people with a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
There are people in this business that have very little education.
Yeah.
There are people in this business that have PhDs.
Right.
And they're very talented people.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any difference what the educational level is. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a one-man operation and serious.
Right.
Or you have six shots or eight shots.
Right. Right. How long have you been a member?
Oh, I can't tell you exactly.
It's that
over
long?
25 years.
That's good.
I've been doing law school for about 40.
So for somebody who's been in for 25 years, your message is just get out there, put forth the effort, try it out. Worst case scenario, you tried it, you went all in, and something didn't work for you. You can always choose not to renew next year, but make sure that you at least try it and get out there and do it.
I will tell you.
Yes, sir.
You know John Sutherland?
Yeah.
Okay. John Sutherland, years ago, or Clearsoft used to hear from him, and I would comment about this, and Lois should do that, and I had the same ideas that a lot of other people had, but Aloha wasn't doing it often.
Right.
And then John said to me, well, why the hell don't you get on the board and do something about it?
Right, right.
And I told him, because I don't play well with them. And I think it's pretty, like, you know, a board, a lot of times people look at a board and it's like they get together and then they do the racehorse of a lifetime. I want sleek and powerful, and I want fast. And what they wound up with was a two-hump camera.
Right.
Because
the legs tied behind his back.
Everybody's talking about it. But John said, he said, why the hell don't you get on? Why don't y'all run for board?
Right.
So I did.
Okay.
And then I got on the board. And when I got on the board, I got a real education.
What it takes.
What it takes.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time and work.
Yes.
You have just been voted president.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
President of Aloha.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You got your work cut out for you.
I do. You know, I sure do. I knew what was in store. So, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here today and sharing some of your knowledge with the people out there. I want to get more involved with people like you and experienced people. You've built a successful business. You've taken care of your family. Locksmithing has been very kind and generous to you. And you've been very kind and generous back to locksmithing.
I think it's a two-way street.
It is.
I really think it is. You have to make.
You can't just take. You can't just take.
Right.
You can't just take. So I really appreciate you talking to me today.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Locksmith Security Network. LSN is your powerful resource hosted by Wayne Winton for all things locksmith and security.